Hi, everybody. Welcome. Take a moment to get settled. Have your water close by. Happy Monday. We'll wait a couple more minutes for others to arrive. So glad you're here.
Madhukai Pavan, contrari d'apri cosa dire quando io riesco ma isha sora il nasci quattara sotto te rupande jande rasho dehi risho shambhasya
Welcome, welcome everyone. We're just giving folks a chance to arrive. Be sure to have a glass of water and a comfy space where you can stretch out and relax. Wait about 30 more seconds. Enjoy the frequency of love coming through our virtual sanctuary, starting to relax your body and your mind, allowing your consciousness to open and expand, understanding that you might not understand, but you will always receive just what you need, beyond the limitations of the mind. Okay, welcome everybody. Everybody's getting settled in with their technology. Okay, welcome everybody. Happy Monday, happy Magdalene month of July. If you're new here, I want to say a special welcome to the Lightcaster Club and introduce myself. My name is Faye Wilder. I live in Northern California in the Bay Area, and I work as a spiritual mentor for entrepreneurs and budding channels and spiritual activists. I've been mentoring women for over 15 years in a spiritual capacity. And it's really my great joy. I believe in empowerment as the number one tool for helping people. So I always think of, I always mentor as though the person I'm mentoring will one day mentor me, because that's really what we're doing here is walking side by side. And I am a channel for Mary Magdalene and Yeshua and other beings. And I've been working with Magdalene in a personal way since about 2012. She came to me in a breath work session in a vision, she and Yeshua. And I began publicly channeling her about a year ago. I wrote about it in our Facebook group just very briefly. And if you scroll, if you're on Instagram, you can scroll through my Instagram feed and read some of my posts. I talk about my experience there. But I will just say that publicly channeling Mary Magdalene has been one of the most exhilarating and terrifying experiences of my life. Terrifying in the beautiful way, where you're leaping off the cliff and you're like, am I gonna fly or what's the deal? And I've always flown. So I share that as just a reminder that whatever you're called to in this lifetime, that's the right thing for you to be doing. No matter how weird or bizarre it might seem, which is my own personal feelings about the work I do sometimes, that what interests you is what's right for you. That's a big part of the message today. So yeah, that's a little bit about me. Is there anything else I should say about that? I'm the mother of two boys, and I'm in the thick of it in my life. So I'm so grateful for this sacred time to connect. And I want to welcome you and say thank you for being here.
So go ahead and close your eyes. If you've just joined us, be sure that you have some water and a quiet place to stretch out. And also just know that every Lightcaster Club call is a little bit different. Generally what happens is the channeling information comes through and then we drop into a breathwork session. Today I was given a beautiful new breathwork technology that I have not experienced before from Magdalene and the Sirius Star Nation. I just had commented on one of our members' posts, I think Elizabeth, Jessica had talked about channeling star beings, and I was like, I don't really do that yet, but then they really came through for me last night very powerfully. It was wonderful. And So we just go with the flow. We just see what happens, really. And just know you're going to receive what you need and you want what you don't need. Close your eyes and just notice your breath. Connecting your body, your mind, and your spirit on the wave of oxygen flowing through you, bringing in the nutrition and the life force, the love, literally everything you need. Feeling yourself sitting in this Lightcaster Club circle amidst your sisters, amidst your guides and angels. And we open with prayer saying, Sweet Spirit of all life, Holy Mother and Holy Father, the source of love that flows within us and without us, above us and below us, behind us and ahead of us, all throughout, all that is. We call to you now to come into this place where you already are, into our hearts and ourselves and our eyes and our face and our pelvis and our hands and our circle and our world. We call to you now to make us clear vessels, to make us a channel for peace, for love, for encouraging empowerment, for joy and fun, for truth, for justice, for light, for compassion. And we welcome into our circle our beloved friend and mentor, Mary Magdalene, she of a thousand angels, who approaches in her beautiful pink and gold robes. It's not even that her robes are that color, it's that her aura shines these light frequencies, and she has a whole body halo around her. You can feel her settling in with us. She is one of us. And we say in this moment, Magdalene, thank you. Thank you for waiting all of these years for us to remember. Thank you for being a reflection of the holiness within us that's always waiting for us to remember. And thank you for your style, your way, your open heart in every circumstance. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your gratitude and encouragement of our work in this lifetime on Earth now. We also invite into our circle all of the priestesses, the teachers, the students, the worshipers of Mary Magdalene and Divine Feminine Christ Consciousness in whatever tradition they chose throughout the ages to step forward and join this circle today. We invite these sisters and brothers to join us and want to take this opportunity to express our deep gratitude for those who have walked ahead of us and carried the torch, the message of unified Christ consciousness, of the universal truth that God is within every being, no matter what. In the face of incredible opposition, incredible persecution, incredible danger, those who were able to stand on the hilltop and preach the truth, and those that were quietly studying and believing in their temple space, deep within their home, maybe perhaps silently to themselves their whole life. We welcome you and say thank you. Because even though we were born with this truth that we are the Holy One, It is so helpful to be reminded by other people. It is so helpful to see examples of empowered, embodied lovers walking around the planet. It feels much safer, yes? And today, in 2017, we have the great privilege in many parts of the world to freely speak the truth that we are, in fact, creators with infinite power to reimagine and recreate a world in love, in faith, in joy, in ease. Allow your breath to just take in that transmission and feeling perhaps a tingling of gratitude through your own body. I know I feel it, deeply touched for all these teachers that have gone ahead, many of whom you may have worked with in other lifetimes, many of whom may be working with you directly now in this lifetime as an angelic guide. And feeling again this gratitude that moves across all space and time, across the fabric of reality, and directly connects us with the source of all light, with God. Oh my gosh, so beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm sure you can feel it, but all of these friends are singing and dancing and celebrating. Thank you, thank you, thank you. One thing that I'm always reminded of, I feel deeply humbled to do this work and often struggle with feelings of, am I good enough? Is this right? Am I doing it right? And Magdalene is so encouraging, and she always says, remember that you have arms and legs and eyes and a computer and a telephone and a car and connections all across the world, and you are serving us. You are a human body. You have a human body on Earth in the third dimension. So you are of great service. So she and all of these other beings are expressing their gratitude for our service now. Because even though it, you know, it feels like a safer ground to speak about these truths today, it does still feel risky because there are many, 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 many beings still asleep to the truth of their power. And these parts, these sleeping parts are within in us as well. So the feeling of pushback or that we're up against something, the idea that there's opposition to the truth that we are God with skin on, that is in fact a myth. It is not the truth. It is a perception that's coming from us that we must take responsibility for. And that's what today's breath alchemy will do for us. So I won't get too much more into it, but just know that it's easy to dissolve this sense of opposition, this sense that there is a force to be reckoned with or resist out there, that instead we can simply dissolve those conceptions of duality and relax into our holy nature, ingeniously reimagining and instantly recreating worlds that feel incredible, that have enough for all beings to enjoy. All right, beautiful. So July is Mary Magdalene's month, and this is because her feast day is July the 22nd. Now, you may or may not know that Mary Magdalene, up until last year, 2016, was not honored with the feast day, which is in Catholic tradition only reserved for apostles. So we know that Mary Magdalene was, in fact, the apostle to the apostles. She was basically the one who could translate Yeshua's teachings. She was the body that was able to carry the message of Christ consciousness to the masses. And let's also be clear that Mary Magdalene was not just a conduit for Yeshua's teachings, she was a conduit for Christ light herself, just as we all are when we open up to it, and it's easy as a breath. So she was his co-teacher, his co-minister, his wife, his lover, his dear friend. And she stood with him side by side as an equal, just as you and I would and do today. And let's breathe into that. So So just last year, the Pope, who's a cool dude, you know, he said, you know what? We recognize that Mary Magdalene is in fact the apostle to the apostles. And he used those words, which is miraculous. Miraculous because for over 2,000 years, Magdalene was in many traditions and teachings a prostitute whom Jesus saved. That's how I first learned about her. And she's going to talk more about that a little bit later. So the fact that this incredible figurehead of the patriarchy, which, by the way, is not something separate and outside of us. Again, it's not a force to be reckoned with. It's just a paradigm that we're all creating together. Nonetheless, this man with a lot of power recognizes the presence, the importance, the imperativeness, is that a word? The imperative nature of divine feminine Christ consciousness in the Catholic Church. It's a miracle. So last year was a time of great celebration, and in my own experience, many Magdalene sisters came out of the woodwork. I did personally. That's when I began to channel her publicly and start to say her name, you know, out loud. I had only just secretly worked with her, you know, basically in the cave of my own meditations and with private clients. And now, a year later, now that we've had this opportunity to uncloak our heads and step into the light of day, now it's time to do the work. Now it's time to do the work. And part of the message that's coming through is from the Star Nation, from the Sirius Star Nation, which I posted about in the Facebook group. You can read that we just walked through an important portal, a stargate between Earth and Sirius, and we received great waves of love from the Sirius Star Nation, and we always do, but it was heightened in the last few days, and it's an important month all the way until 8-8, August 8th, the Lion's Gate. I invite you to just relax and receive. And the work that we're called to do, at least in this particular hour that we're spending together, is very similar to the powerful love light languages that are being, it's like waved is the best word, waved to Earth from our galactic lovers, the Sirius Star Nation. Okay, so you are a template. You are a planet. And the same love flowing through, you know, what can kind of seem like a mystical, otherworldly, galactic place out there, is very much within you, within me, within all. The same love waving comes from your body when you tap into it and directly affects the frequency of the earth. So the alchemy we will do today will not only dissolve stories and ideas that are personal to you, they will dissolve and reimagine stories that are feel like they must be true because we've all been believing in them for so very long on the planet. So we're going to work with universal, quote, truths. And this is the work to be done today. We're here to celebrate and give thanks, but also to use the power that we were born with to serve our planet, to serve our galaxy, to serve ourselves, to serve our communities, and all the beings everywhere now. From Magdalene. As you know, there is great myth surrounding my life. We could take much of our time unpacking the myth and setting the record straight, clearing my name. Or we could simply move on the translucent waves of our breath to unbecome the myths that we live with that we think about daily, to swiftly and easily dissolve preconceptions about ourselves, about humanity, and about the nature of life. For a moment, let's talk about preconception. All things come from the dark womb of God, a place of nothing, of no thing. This womb exists within your body, in the center of the center of the center of your heart, in the center of the center of the center of your womb. There's nothing there. There is no such thing as preconception. There is only the moment of ha, life. As we create the world anew, we mustn't rely on any existing paradigm. We mustn't rely on anything as universally true. For instance, let's talk about prostitution. So many have clamored to clear my name of this service, to set right the story that I did not, in fact, work as a prostitute, which I did not. But let us pause for a moment and exhale ourselves out of this paradigm that calls the body bad, that calls sex evil, that has decided that money is evil, that exchanging energy for energy is somehow wrong. Let us exhale out of the paradigm, blind to the holy healing power of the dark womb, the home of the great mother, the great father, Sophia God, the universal space of direct access to Christ's light and all creations as channeled via your chakra system and the natural pump system of your physical body. Exhale into a paradigm where the goddess, the creator, is served and honored with energy, devotion, care, attention, nourishment, money, in honor of her tremendous healing, regenerative powers. Exhaling into a paradigm where paying for sexual healing, for paying for any kind of healing, paying for communion, paying for joy, exchanging energy for energy, currency for a current, is righteous and is empowering to all parties. Just as you should be paid for your powerful, unique channeling abilities, those with the special gift of physical sexual healing should be paid for theirs. Another story. Towards the end of my life, there is the tale that I was visited every day, 7 times a day, by a legion of angels. And in some iconography and tradition, these angels lifted me up into the heavens where I experienced rapture, exhaling out of this paradigm that requires us to leave our bodies and this earth to experience communion with God. Exhaling into the paradigm of the truth, which is that I was visited by the angels of my own breath, which means that I was the visitor to my own heart, to my own self, to my own physicality, to my own rapture, to my own healing. You see this depicted in the picture that this one shared with you in her email. You see my face, you see my body, you see my pleasure, you see my joy, my ecstatic bliss communing with my own sacred heart. Angels do not visit me because I am different or better or separate or ordained. Angels visit me because I say I am an angel. Allow your breath to move through your mouth now, beloved. Long, slow, and deep, like a wave. So we're going to clear up some stories. The myth, because we're here to be mythic, to live mythic lives, but we don't have to live in the shadow of a myth, of any myth. We also don't need to waste any time setting the record straight. The power of our breath, the power of our holy presence instantly dissolves untruths about ourselves that are coming from us or projected onto us by others, quote others, and about the way of the world. Keep your breath moving through your mouth. A little technological moment here. And to please know now as we drop into our breath alchemy session that it is normal when you're breathing in this way through your mouth to feel dizzy, a little bit lightheaded, and even tingling in your body. Please take care of yourself if you need to take a break, especially if you're very overwhelmed and this is new to you. Please take care of yourself and do that. But also please know that these sensations are very normal and they are safe and they will pass. And that usually what happens as we start to breathe and unravel tension in ourselves and in our consciousness, there's a portal of discomfort that we must move through. And that's usually signaled, or we usually know that we're in that portal when we have these feelings of discomfort, right? So we are moving through a place of stretching and expansion. Breath alchemy expands your cells. So when we expand, there's a natural moment, just like when you're in the yoga class and you're like, oh, I'm in a new place. I can feel I'm going to stretch a little bit further. And you know, it's like there's a little pain. It's the pain of stretching, and your breath takes you deep into the heart of that sensation of discomfort and instantly dissolves it. And you can move even further with tenderness, with gentle grace. Absolute grace. Feeling your breath, inhale, expanding and opening your entire chest, your shoulders, your throat, and your chin lifts. Exhaling out. Feeling your exhale wave down your spine. Feeling how your spine is not, in fact, a straight line up, but is a serpent of the goddess. Your spine is very, very flexible. You see it in your own babies, yes? Your spine can move in many directions, can twist and flex laterally and extend and flex backwards and forwards. Which is why, as a side note, practicing yoga, practicing fluid movement, intuitive dance is vital to awakening the Christ light within so that we can access the Kundalini energy in our spine and keep our chakras flowing and synchronized and lubricated. Feeling your inhale open and expand again, your chest, your heart, your breasts, your chin, your face, and exhaling. You may feel your body start to move. Feel free to move your body as she likes. Ooh, Continuing to breathe long, slow, and deep through your mouth now, taking your attention, your consciousness, and your breath to your heart space between your ribs. Feeling your ribs open and relax with your in and exhale. Feeling the air, the space, the emptiness between your ribs, the muscles between your ribs, the organs protected by your ribs, heart, lungs. Taking your attention now to your heart space, this beautiful green, emerald green zone, the midpoint of your chakras, and the home of all that is. Taking your attention now down and down into the center of your heart, and letting your breath begin to move from the center of your heart. You may feel, the cocoon of the dark womb, but understand that the womb also can feel like a tomb, that there is a moment of surrender in all expansion where we have no idea what is coming next. It's there at the pause after our inhale before the exhale. You feel it after you've created a big project and given it to the world and it's finished, and there's maybe a period of silence in your creative world. It's the darkness of not knowing what solution is going to step forward in difficult times. This dark womb, this dark tomb, very much where humanity exists right now, as we collectively do face tremendous problems, as our Earth does need our support. And also our recognition that she is a regenerative, healing star, and with our belief and support and love can recreate her systems in perfect balance. And the way we can recognize that about our Earth is by recognizing it in ourselves. There's a message, it was personal to me from Magdalene. Personally, I feel a little bit dried up right now energetically, just from birthing and nursing children and a business, and feeling stretched quite a bit of the time with my life's commission. To be mindful of my language about growing in years and about my body as she changes and transforms out of maidenhood and even out of this birthing time of my life into something new. That there does not need to be a sense of resigned, complicit aging. That we are, in fact, like the yogis in the mountains, able to live forever on the power of our breath. We may not have the training, but we can certainly practice, and we can certainly keep our minds open. We can certainly remember that we are cellularly new every 7 years, and perhaps with enough faith and practice, we can become cellularly new with every breath. Continuing to breathe from the center of your heart, feeling that your heart is in fact a template for humanity. And feeling the beat of your heart, the beat of your breath, coinciding with the beat of humanity, and feeling a beautiful channel of light that is your chakric field stretching up, 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 begin to open to receive the blessings of your own oversoul coming down as waterfalls of light, moving through this channel, down your crown, down your face, the back of your head and your neck, down your throat and down through your heart, filling your entire body with waves and waves of liquid light, moving down through your pelvis, feeling a circular spiral motion at the bottom of your pelvis as this channel of light opens through your yoni and moves down into the earth. Moving down and down through the chakric system of the earth, moving through her crown, moving through her third eye and her throat and her heart, and moving down and down and down until you reach the center of the center of the earth. Shroom. Feeling the deep connection you have with the earth naturally, just tuning in and allowing this light, this energy to move back up through the center of the earth, integrating with her energy and her vitality, her nutrition, moving back up through your pelvis, back up through your belly, all of your digestive organs, moving back up through your chest and your heart, mingling with your own frequencies of light, and now moving back up, up, up through your throat, up through your face, up through the crown of your head, feeling this mingling marriage of the energy of you, the energy of the earth travel up out of your crown, and now in a beautiful egg shape, three-dimensionally sprinkling down around you, creating a beautiful permeable cocoon over which you are the queen. Nothing comes in and nothing goes out without your complete authority. Feeling yourself deeply rooted and grounded in the earth. Feeling yourself deeply rooted and grounded in your pelvis, which is synonymous with the center of the center of the earth. Taking your attention now and your breath to the very edge, traveling through your chest and out your skin, moving your attention and your consciousness to the very outer layer of your skin. Keep your breath moving through your mouth. And like you're taking a safari, a journey over your body, over your skin, take your attention on a pathway, whatever feels right for you, led by your breath, over the very top edge of your skin, across the very top of the very top cells, the place where your perceived physical body becomes everything else. You can see this boundary as a reflection of the holy chalice. You are the holy chalice. Mandolin is the holy chalice, the one everyone was looking for so long. It's inside. Feeling this place where you are and everything else is. And just starting to play using your breath, feeling how the perceived everything else is still actually you. Allowing your breath to begin to pulsate this sensation of everything else, this light body, your auric field, further and further out. Your own halo, you see? I wanna be released from the highs, love. Continue to breathe through your mouth, long, slow, and deep, feeling this light body that's just surfing the edge of your skin, begin to grow, emanate, and pulse, growing larger and larger and larger, allowing your consciousness to relax, your physical body to completely relax, and experiencing how wide and broad your halo is. Again, feeling perhaps a dance coming through your arms, your chest, your neck, your spine. Letting the serpent move. Keep breathing.
I don't want no picture. I don't need.
That's it. Jump in.
Consciousness and your breath to rest as wide out as you can on the very edge of the very edge of your very broad, very wide, expansive auric field. The song is talking about leaving our body, which is partly what we're doing, but again, remember what Magdalene said, that as we move out and out and out into space and time, we are simply moving deeper and deeper and deeper within our own physicality. That this bubble, this auric field, is simply a big reflection of our every cell pulsing and growing and living and breathing. And now, here with our attention relaxed on the most outer part, our auric field, we notice, we scan the space, this landscape for the universal quote truths that perhaps no longer make sense for the world that you wish to create, for the world that you are creating. Things that seem like they are 100% fact. Perhaps gravity. Perhaps the idea that there's a limited amount of resource available that we must hang on and fight. Natural laws. Just taking a scan and using your exhale to dissolve anything that's not a part of the world you create that doesn't support and aid you. Remembering as you exhale, you may not totally understand and it may not feel comfortable. As you exhale and you dissolve the shell of story around all of the galaxy, there is again this moment of surrender, feeling the shell of the story fall away. Magdalene talks about unbecoming. Keep breathing for this transmission, please. In order to become, many of us first must unbecome. And this might feel unbecoming. It might look unbecoming to parts of your consciousness and people in your life. That there is this mess of letting go. But remembering and feeling from the center of your heart, the light that is behind it all. Exhaling now to the next layer of your auric field, which traveling across space and time, now we reach to our own races, beliefs, humanities, beliefs, and agreements. This layer representing again, quote, truths that have been indoctrinated into us through systems, schools, industries, religion, government. Relaxing as you understand you don't have to solve any problems or think up any new solutions, that the miracle of new technology arises from a place of nothing, which you access with your exhale now. Allowing your exhale to dissolve the shell of this layer of the story. That's it. What do you think when you think of humanity's truths? Even the most mundane is like, this is a tree. We call this a tree. We call this a foot. We call this music. And remembering there's no need to label good or bad, and there is never any need to blame, to resent, or to lash out against. That we are all 100% responsible for our reality. We breathe in forgiveness for ourselves, for buying into things we don't actually believe, and for any perceived other who bought into things they likely don't believe either and pass them on to us in a dance of unconscious communication. We breathe for the sake of all beings. Dissolving this layer of story now. Grandmother Spider visiting us, oh, directly on the page of this technology, reminding us that we are simply by being reweaving new paradigms of love, grace, ease, and joy. And so it is. Bringing your attention now to the next layer of your energetic field. This section, this layer, representing culture, the culture you grew up in, the culture of your family, the culture of your country, the culture of your generation, the culture of your teachers, the culture of your students, the culture of the media. Using your breath to explore like the serpent through your mouth. You may not even know what it is you're dissolving. Again, your human mind doesn't have to understand this beautiful dance of healing. But you can feel it. Allowing your breath to dissolve this next layer of shell of story. Searching, unbecoming to become who we are. Feeling ideas of, again, limitation. So much is about limitation. There's only so much, that there must be struggle, that only some have power, that this is beautiful, but that is not, that in order to be loved, we must X, Y, and Z. That this is the way to raise a family, that this is the way to drive around, that this is the way to teach and to learn, that this is the way to use the telephone, etc., etc., etc. Feeling your exhale now, moving to the next layer of your energetic field, traveling along the surface. This layer, the surface that represents the story of family, your ancestry and your immediate family. So religion's directly connected to your ancestry. Stories are legends that you were told again and again and again. In this house, we don't. That's not something we talk about. If you want my love, you must be this. This is what success looks like. This is how a mother loves her child. Using the snake, the kundalini of your breath, emanating from your heart, to scan this layer, looking around. Again, remember, there's so many viral beliefs and codes. It's not important to unpack them all, as Magdalene said. That just wastes time. You just use your breath, the power of your exhale, and they dissolve. And you know it might take a couple times. That's okay. Scan, checking it out. Oh, yes. Not everything we've inherited is wrong and bad, because our true inheritance is divine light. And in fact, the idea that there is something wrong or bad, there's an idea, let's dissolve now. This is about what is useful, what is worth carrying on. This is about understanding that universal truths are what we are breathing into each and every moment now. You probably already feel a little more easy and relaxed and curious. This is about curiosity. I wonder what this would feel like. I wonder how this part of my body wants to move or be touched. How can I send my breath down to my tiptoes? Taking your attention now to the next layer of your energetic field, this one very close to your body, representing the beliefs you've carried that you nurse and nurture about yourself. We might not be able to control our first thought, but we are able, as we become conscious through the power of our breath, meditation, prayer, we are in charge and responsible for the thoughts, the attitudes, the actions that we hold about ourselves, which are then mirrored back to us in our physical reality, in our experience of physical reality. So again, letting this kundalini snake energy scan this layer of your field, searching for any hot spots, and you might feel the serpent very close to your skin. These are these beliefs that just feel true. I am fae. Is that even true? Try saying it. Say, I am, followed by your first name. And if you need, here we go, exhale. Feeling this layer shed, crack, dissolve, freeing itself of story. And noticing that as it frees itself of story, that there is, in fact, something there. What is it? You might experience it as complete bliss, as divine light, as unified peace. You might be hit with an incredible download of new information and technology. Continue to breathe through your mouth, long, slow, and deep, but softer now. Bringing your attention again to this. It's a channel. It's the space between your skin and everything. Do you feel that there's a channel there? The place where the holy water slips across the golden chalice. The place where the holy water touches your lips. The place between the holy oil and the skin. Place between divine and divine, because you see, it's not even that there are two parts, physical and divine. I assume you feel that now. Please notice how your breath has done all of this work for you. This isn't a teaching coming down to you from above. This is your own powerful, experiential knowing. And now, feeling this channel between the divine and the divine, begin to wave in frequency. They meant like colors to you. These frequencies begin to travel down, almost like jellyfish through the ocean, waving and pulsing in these beautiful technicolor, like brilliant neon iridescence. Feeling this energy, this waving, melting energy moving down your body. You feel totally attacked. Just there's like so much love and light now that you have plenty to shed. Just like the womb is able to regenerate the blood layer, and if needed, create life, and if not, to shed and give back to the earth. Feeling these jellyfish wave legs moving down through your pelvis, traveling down to the earth, and watching as your own light love moves across the globe, sharing these frequencies, the divine touching the divine, the divine anointing, the divine as experienced on the earthly plane. Using your breath, you can direct these frequencies. Intuitively understanding your assignment, where your particular work is today, how you can share love today, and feeling the earth become saturated and moisturized, hydrated with your love that came from nowhere. Feeling the earth begin to pulse with gratitude and joy, not because she needs us to heal, no, but because it's nice to be recognized and supported, feeling her expand with miraculous solutions to all of the problems that we face, that have the solutions have nothing to do with the problems you see. Feeling the earth pulse and vibrate with the joy of natural prosperity, with the infinite powers of regeneration that she teaches us about. You might again feel your body moving and dancing as you come to notice that the earth, the globe, the star that you're sending this love to exists within your pelvic floor, exists within your womb. That the galaxy in which she spins exists within your body. Feel your body. Feel now as your breath moving. It's the temple for Sophia God. Letting your breath settle. And perhaps moving through your nose. As you feel ready, you might really enjoy this dance. But there is an invitation from Magdalene, this mythic miracle maker, to, from this place that's free of story, this place of unbecoming, to turn your head to the left and see her face, free from the confines of religion, free from even the confines of teachings you've received from her, from other divine feminine teachers. See her face in the light of your own Holy Spirit. And she says very clearly, I was a woman on earth, that's true, and I am an ascended master, and I am an energy, and I am also a frequency of light that you may experience as Mary Magdalene, or as something entirely different. And she renews this teaching that what interests you, that is all you should do. What interests you, not your family, not your teachers, not your mother or your children, of course, participate in life. But your mission is what interests you. And it is important to talk and share about what interests you, because only then will you find those who you can serve. And how you see me in this moment, or perhaps you just feel me in this moment, that is right. There is no need to struggle to recreate and reimagine. Whether it's in a difficult situation in your family, with your loved one, or in your work life, or even if you're in traffic, no need to struggle and try and become worthy of divine solutions. Your breath is God breathing through you. And just as I was visited by the angel, heart, through the power of my own breath, allowing myself to expand, that's your medicine, your magic too. I'm just like you. We are the same. When you forget, come out of your brain, go out of your mind, walk into your heart, and you will remember by being. And so it is. Allowing yourself to come back slowly into the space where you exist. Yeah, good job, everyone. How beautiful. Wow. Feeling this powerful circle. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Letting your breath settle now through your nose. Feeling your consciousness arrive in your legs, your knees, your chest, your feet, the back of your head. Feeling the power of the mountain goat moon. Waving through the cells of your body. And coming back into the room where you are. If you feel like you can open your eyes or just let yourself simmer. And giving thank you, thank you, thank you to Magdalene. And to, again, all of these priests and priestesses and teachers and leaders who walked the way, who refused to let go of the truth that, in fact, all beings are God with skin on, or maybe they don't have skin, but there's no distinction between holy and holy. And that today, instead of learning by differentiating, by experiencing through the duality, perhaps just for today, we can learn through love, through communion. That is my prayer. Giving thanks now to the Holy Sweet Spirit of our breath and the Holy Sweet Spirit of the wind, the medicine of the serpent and the spider, the medicine of the angels, the medicine of Sirius, the medicine of our own earth. Deep breath in the nose. Exhale. Thank you, beloveds. I love you so much. Namaste.